There's no shortage of activities planned at Canalside in 2014. There'll be new food choices that push the boundaries at Clinton's Dish, according to executive chef Kate Elliott. And for concerts, Elliott says there'll be a food court with more than a dozen vendors.
Going to give people an opportunity to try something new. We're also setting up like eating areas so that people aren't wrestling with their beer and wrestling with their food, and they can, you know, set their beer down, eat something exciting, and then go back and enjoy the music.
New special events include the Buffalo Brewers Festival, July 19th. Willard Brooks, Buffalo Niagara Brewers Association president, says the focus will not only be on beer made in New York, but local food and agriculture. Willard says at one time the city had a large malting industry.
So it's really all about Buffalo, all about our region and the agricultural history that we all share, which is sort of symbolized by Canalside, I think. I mean, it really is the place where a lot of things came in and out of, and so it's the most appropriate place to have a festival like this.
Erie Canal Harbor Corporation Chairman Robert Joya says Canalside's schedule has multiple opportunities for the entire family.
Whether it be dancing, whether it be dining, whether it be exercise, or just learning the history or the story of Buffalo, or just sitting in one of the colorful Adirondack chairs watching the sunset or watching the world go by. You know, there's all what we want to create is an area where anything is happening and everything is happening, so anyone can come down and say, you know, let's go have some fun at Canalside.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.